Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Dub with you again this morning, and it is Thursday, and it is another beautiful day here in East Tennessee, and I hope your day is going well. Lots of blooms happening on the trees. That means allergy season is up, but it's a sign that summer is to come, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the warm weather and the things that we typically do over the summer. Today, I give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. We want to talk about one verse today, James chapter 2, as we continue our study in James, verse 14. So if you have your copy of God's Word, turn with me now to James 2, 14. One verse, here we go. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Interesting, faith without works. What's he saying here? James starts off in many translations as my brothers. And here he is introducing a rhetorical question. What good is it if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds or has no works? The emphasis is not on the true nature of faith, but on the false claim of faith. Here's where we have to be careful. If the boast of faith is a faith without any evidence whatsoever, that faith doesn't do us any good. There's no profit there. It's worthless. Why? Because we're all talk and we have no walk. And we see this in all different areas of life, that people say things, but they don't have actions that back it up. And I'm sad to say that this is also true in the Christian faith. This is also true in our church today, that people will come to church. They will claim to be spiritual, but they have no actions to back that spirituality up. All right? So it's considered worthless. James says, can that faith save him? If we go back to the original language, the answer is anticipated. And really in the English language it is as well, but it's even more so in the Greek. So claiming to have faith is not enough. Can that faith save him? Absolutely not. The answer is a resounding no. All right? In the end, we can say one thing, that genuine faith has evidence. Your faith will produce good works, will produce God-directed works. All right? Now, this is a very, very gray area here that people kind of shift in and out of. But in biblical ideas here, it's black and white. Your faith produces works. You're not saved by your works. Your works don't save you. None of that, because we can be people who do works out of just a desire to do good, and that doesn't save them either. But a true faith in Jesus Christ does what? It's an active producing faith. It produces the works through God's will in their lives. All right? So what I want you to do is think on these things today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Hope you have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.